O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Let us stand and sing the first and last stanzas of hymn number 308.
Let us, in a spirit of meditation, read together in unison the paragraph which appears on the front entitled, Our Covenant. This reading in unison will be followed by our praying together the Lord's Prayer. We interpret an opportunity to study in this seminary as a high privilege, and in an effort to order our lives by Christian standards in the school and in the churches to which the school is vitally related, we enter into a covenant. We trust that this covenant, subject to periodic evaluation and revision, will express the moral convictions of a student body in which the Christian life is lived by all who are admitted into its fellowship. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Let us read together the covenant regarding our schools. We, the students of Southeastern Seminary, covenant to express our devotion to Christ through our common life. We will recognize our responsibility for our schoolwork and to all the persons connected with the seminary. Our words, attitudes, and actions will be motivated by a desire to express the love of Christ. We will never, by outright deceit or by implications, seek to obtain credit for any work which we have not done. We will be courteous and helpful to fellow students in class, on the campus, and in extracurricular activities. We will manifest an attitude of understanding and cooperation toward members of the faculty, administration, trustees, and staff. We will seek to bring all our relationships with the seminary, both during school days and after graduation, into harmony with the Christian faith and the Christian ethic.
Will you follow silently as I read the section of our covenant regarding our church. When not engaged in an official relationship with a church, we will accept the responsibility of membership in a church where we can serve. We will consistently participate in the fellowship through corporate worship and the sharing of Christian faith and service. In seeking a pastoral or other official relationship with a church, we will be guided by the highest principles of Christian conduct. We will show primary concern for the welfare of the church and the interest of Christ's kingdom. We will not be led by selfish ambition into a spirit of worldly competition, a display of vanity and pride, or anything that would bring reproach upon the name of Christ. When we accept any call to service in a church, we will accept our responsibilities as a sacred trust, always mindful of our obligation to Christ, to the membership of the church, to our families, and to the seminary. When a ministry has been fulfilled, we will terminate our relationships with the church in a manner favorable to the best interest of the membership and our successor. We recognize our relationship to fellow ministers, whom we accept as Christian brothers and as fellow laborers. We will endeavor to cooperate with the pastors of surrounding churches in mutual interest and lend our assistance to retired and other ministers who are not currently serving in a pastorate. We will share in the life and work of our denomination. Any criticism will be given in love and for a constructive purpose. We will strive to make a worthy contribution to our denomination on every level and shall at the same time seek to cultivate in our area a proper understanding and appreciation of the student pastor.
Let us read together the covenant regarding our family. We will seek to maintain a Christian atmosphere and a genuine partnership in our family. This partnership will derive its strength from an abiding reverence for Christ as the principle of life. Mindful of such reverence, we will strive to meet successfully the peculiar pressures of seminary life. In this attitude, we will be inspired to practice active love, fidelity, truthfulness, consideration, kindness, and forgiveness. Gratefully aware of the sacrifices made by the members of our families in the interests of our seminary training, we will seek to make the most of our educational opportunities. Since we are all members of a larger seminary family, in periods of crisis, we will assist our brethren through proper channels. While in the seminary, we will interpret every experience as an opportunity for our families to become uniquely fitted for Christian service.
Will you follow again with me as I read the section regarding our community? We will recognize and accept our responsibilities as Christian citizens in the seminary community of learning, the Wake Forest community, and our community of work. We will endeavor to participate in civic activities which strengthen community life, constructive community projects, community improvement measures, and local charities will be objects of our concern. We will strive to share in the governmental and administrative concerns of the community by accepting a responsible share in the duties of citizenship. We will participate in local elections, cooperate with law enforcement and governmental officials, regard the laws of the community, and share our time, energies, and resources with others for the common good of all. We will practice integrity in economic relationships. We will refuse to seek special privileges and be prompt in the payment of loans and debts. We will strive to support our local community in a cooperative spirit. We will endeavor to promote the educational life of our community, support the public schools, cooperate in matters of mutual concern, and participate in any improvements designed to lift the level of life among us. We will treat every member of our community as a person, seeking to be courteous and considerate in all relationships. We will strive to bear a Christian witness and hold an attitude of goodwill toward those of differing religious persuasion. All these things and others we will strive to attain under God in order that our school, our churches, our homes, and our community may be Christian.
Though a small number of students are involved in cheating, stealing, and bad debts, we as Christians need to do everything that we can to foster honesty in our school and to establish a responsible relationship with our creditors. I think a good way to do this is to make ourselves examples to others. And for those who are having more than the usual trouble financially, the business office or the student activities office are good places to receive aid. We as Christians need to remember constantly our relationship with God and live accordingly in our school, in our church, in our community, and in our home.
Will you join with me again in reading the paragraph on the front of our covenants? We interpret an opportunity to study in this seminary as a high privilege, and in an effort to order our lives by Christian standards in the school and in the churches to which this school is vitally related, we enter into a covenant. We trust that this covenant, subject to periodic evaluation and revision, will express the moral convictions of a student body in which the Christian life is lived by all who are admitted into its fellowship. May we search our hearts as we turn to God in prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, we renew our commitment to you this day, asking that you would carve a new covenant into our hearts and minds. We are unworthy in thy presence because we have not lived up to our covenant responsibilities. But you, O Lord, have been ever faithful, and upon you we have relied heavily. Accept us, change us, and forgive us in Christ's name, we pray.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.